More than two dozen Wisconsin communities have smoking policies of their own, but they vary in exactly what they restrict. Some, like the one in Madison, mirror what the governor wants, a ban on smoking in all bars, restaurants, and workplaces. But that's hardly the norm. In Janesville, smoking is banned in restaurants only if they earn more than half their income from food sales. Those businesses can still set up smoking rooms as long as they have separate ventilation systems, and smoking is still allowed in bowling alleys. Dan Cunningham is the spokesman for Forward Janesville Incorporated, which opposes the governor's proposed ban.
The problem there is we feel like it might hurt Janesville businesses who have already taken the time and trouble of modifying their operations to comply with our local smoking ordinance, you know, which took quite a lot of debate and quite a lot of heartache to get passed through the city council. So we just want to make sure that we're protecting our members from more expense and time and trouble in complying with yet another smoking ban.
Cunningham says these decisions should be handled locally, since what's best in one community isn't necessarily best for another. It's a similar argument to one made by the city of Madison last year. The difference is that in that case, lawmakers were pushing a statewide smoking policy that was weaker than what Doyle wants. The governor will try to get the legislature to see the smoking ban his way when he delivers his State of the State address tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.